Hi there. You are now listening to a sermon from Calvary City Church. We hope that this message blesses you, encourages you, and speaks to you. May God always reveal His goodness, mercy, and love to you. Enjoy the message.
Good morning, Calvary City Church. It's so good to have all of you tuning in to our Sunday celebration service. I know right now, today, we are on the fifth day of our MCO, and I hope that everything is going well with you. Some of you probably have more time. Some of you probably are more busier than before. Some of you are learning new skills. But I pray and I hope that all of you are doing well in the Lord. And all of you are taking this time to cause yourself to grow spiritually. Now today, I'm going to be very intentional in my sharing or in my teaching this morning. Why do I say very intentional? Because something, this thing that I'm going to be sharing or discussing together with you is something that is very relevant for such a time like this. Now, you see, in this MCO, there's a lot of growing can take place. You can grow spiritually, and you also can grow physically. You know, during this MCO, many of us will try to cook different things. We try to learn to make new dishes. And in the recent MCO, many of us put on weight. But in the same time, how many of you know, like in this MCO, that you and I can seize this opportunity to cause ourselves to grow spiritually? Now, I'm not saying that MCO is a good thing or a bad thing. I can't answer that. But what I can say is, for every season in our life, every moment in our life, there's something that we can seize this opportunity of. For example, in MCO, many of us begin to learn new things. Likewise, spiritually, there's something that you and I, as a believer, we can cause ourselves to grow. How many of you today, you're watching this right now and you're saying, Sebastian, I want to seize this opportunity to cause my inner man, to cause my spiritual life, to cause me to grow more in the Lord. If you are that person, you're watching this today, then this message is going to be very relevant and very practical to you. Now, I'm going to pick a scripture as the base of my subject. And the scripture I'm picking today is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, right up to verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, right up to verse 2. I'm going to be reading from the NKJV version. And this is what he says. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. Let's go on to the next one. Verse 2. My focus is going to be on verse 2, right? Stay with me. As newborn babes. Well, I love how the author said babes. As newborn babes. Listen to this. Desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow. Let me just repeat that one more time. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow. How many of you know that babies, you know, when they are hungry, they cry. Am I right? Why is that they cry? Some of you who are a new parent, you know, when your child, you know, when Jay is hungry or when Nasha is hungry, what they will do is they will cry. And why do they cry? Because they want milk. They are not crying because they want syrup limau ice. They are not crying because they want Starbucks or whatsoever. They are not crying because they want nasi biryani and all that. No, they are crying very simple. They cry because they want pure milk. Now, how many of you know that the milk is a direct effect, a good effect that causes the baby to grow? Now, if you give them syrup ice or bandung or Red Bull or 100 plus, it will not cause the baby to grow. But instead, it's going to give a lot of problem to the baby. Am I right? It's going to cause the baby to have some kind of defects. It's going to cause the baby to have diabetes at a very early age. For a baby to grow, a baby desires pure milk. Now, I want you to understand this. Likewise, spiritually, listen this carefully. Spiritually, if you and I, we want to grow in the Lord, then we need to desire the pure milk of the word. That's why the author is saying, just like babies, just like little children, could we come to a place where we will desire the Word of God? That we will desire what the Bible is trying to tell us. Now, you need to understand that our growth is directly connected in reading the Word of God. If you are the type that today, you know, if you are the type that you like to write down notes, today we're going to be writing down a lot of notes and a lot of points. Now, it's going to be very practical. Now, I want you to quickly go and grab your notes, quickly go and grab your pen, your highlights and all that. And we are going to learn on how can we desire this pure milk of the Lord. Somebody say amen, please. Likewise, spiritually, there's something that we feed on ourselves to cause us to grow. Now, as you get older, now you realize that we try to feed ourselves with things that are sweet. We like to feed ourselves with ice creams. We like to feed ourselves with chocolates. We like to feed ourselves with different things. And all these things, sometimes they cause more damage to our body. Am I right? Likewise, spiritually as well, when we feed ourselves with the wrong thing and not of the Word of God, that's the reason why many of us today, we are spiritually dry. Now, in this MCO, it's the best time. I will urge the church, I will encourage the church, I would want to challenge the church, take the remaining days of the MCO, and also after the MCO, you know, take this entire year to focus yourself in growing in the Word of the Lord. Because how many of you know that the Word of the Lord is powerful than anything else? The Word of the Lord, the Word of God is so essential and so important in our growth spiritually and also in the things that we will do in our every single day of life. Today, if I will give a title to my sermon, very, very simple, very straightforward, the title is The Word of God. If you're writing this down, I want you to write this down. The title for my sermon is The Word of God. See, today many of us neglect reading the Word of God. Now, if you go around and ask the people around you, or even in the family right now, if you're sitting beside your wife, if you're sitting beside your children, take some time and begin to ask them, have you neglected in reading the Word of God? Now, we all need to understand that most of us, including myself, we have come to a point that we serve God wholeheartedly, which is good. We do the things of God. We pray, we worship, and all these things is good. Don't stop that. Keep doing that. But there's one thing that you and I neglect is we neglect in reading the Word of God. Now, reading the Word of God is not something very important to our growth. Sometimes we think like that. The reason why we don't read the Word of God because we feel that, I don't think that we can grow if we read the Word of God. The only time some of us we read and hear the Word of God is during a sermon. It's so sad, right? Many of us, the only time when we open the Bible, the only time we go to our phone Bible app, is when Pastor Rajan is preaching on Sunday morning or on Saturday evening. That's the only time we flip the Bible and we read the Word of God. Now, let's begin to ponder here for a while, right? Let's just begin to ponder here for a while. Now, if today you're watching here and you are saying, you know, I'm spiritually dry, and you are saying that, you know, I don't see myself so passionate for God. I feel that I've lost the fire. I feel that I've lost the consistency in loving God. I feel that I've lost my intimacy with God. I feel that I'm so lukewarm. I'm not so fired up for God. Now, hold on there. Let me ask you another question. Another question that I would like to ask you is, how often are you reading and meditating on the Word of God? Most of us, when we come to a place where we find ourselves spiritually dry, spiritually lukewarm, not on fire for God, not on fire for the things of God, the reason why is because we have neglected the Word of God. There is no way that a man who will come out to me or to anyone and will say, you know what, I meditate the Word of God day and night, I read the Word of God day and night, I apply the Word of God, I ponder upon the Word of God, I observe the Word of God, but yet, spiritually, I'm so dry. You will never find a man who says that. Because a man who feeds himself in the Word of God will not be spiritually dry. Yes, they go through problems. Yes, they go through challenges. There's something that you and I can't run away from. But if someone who feeds themselves in the Word of God, he will never be lukewarm. Today, many Christians become lukewarm. Many Christians, they started out well, but then they begin to sway away. It's because they don't feed themselves in the Word of God. The only time they feed themselves on the Word of God is when they scroll Facebook, when they scroll Instagram, and they see snippets of people posting scriptures. And, oh, wonderful scripture. Let me like the button. Or probably to the extent, let me just share the post. And that's the only time we feed ourselves with the Word of God. No, we need to be like, baby, who will say, give me milk. I need milk because I want to grow. Come on, people of God. Our growth as a Christian is directly connected in reading and applying the Word of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Our growth as a Christian is directly connected in reading and applying the Word of God. A stable spiritual life filled with the power and strength is founded upon the Word of God. If you can write this, I want you to write this down. A stable spiritual life filled with power and strength is founded upon the very Word of God. Now, today, I'm not going to be talking on the power of the Word of God. I'm not going to be talking about the importance of the Word of God. We have heard the importance of the Word of God many times. Different pastors preach on the Word of God. Many of us, we emphasize on the power of God. Many of us, we talk about the importance of God. But you need to understand, even if you know the power of the Word of God, even though you know the importance of the Word of God, but if you don't practice it, how can the Word of God being functioning in your life? How can the Word of God being demonstrated into your life if you don't know how to read the Word? So today, as a form of teaching, I'm going to give you four simple steps to study the Word of God. Why I'm doing this is because it's MCO. All right. Some of us, we have time. You know, we have more time. Some of us probably more busier. But I want you to find time to read the Word of God. And we all together as one family, we are going to be intentional in reading the Word of God. Is that okay? And I hope that this thing that I'm going to give you, these four different points, you will carry out until the very end. Because the Word of God is very important for our growth. Number one, the most simple step. Right? Four simple steps to read the Word of God. Four simple steps of how you can actually study the Word of God. See, many of us, we know the power of God, but we do not know how to start. Am I right? We got all the information on the power of the Word of God. All the information of what the Word of God is. But most of us, we do not know how or where or when to start. Now, I'm going to give you the first one. First one for you to have a solid or a simple Bible study is to be intentional. If you're writing these down, write down, be intentional. Now, what does being intentional mean? It's meaning doing something on purpose. It means that it's not something that you do it out of accident. It's not something that you do it just because, okay, I'm bored. Okay, let's just read the Bible. No, reading the Word of God has to be intentional. Something that you and I, we plan it. We plan to read the Word of God. It's not a desire or a wish, but it's something that you want to make it happen. Be intentional. Point number one, be intentional. Now, there are three different things in order to be intentional. Three different things where you can apply in being intentional. All right? Number one, to be intentional is you need to decide when you want to read the Bible. Three different things to be intentional, and all of it starts with the letter W, right? The first one is called when. Second is where, what, when, where, and what. Number one, when. Decide when you want to read it. It could be morning, it could be in the noon, it could be in the evening, up to you. But what I'm trying to say is you need to set a time to read the Word of God. Some of us, we like to do it in the night. Some of us, we like to do it in the morning. Doesn't matter. As long you set a time to read it. All right? Now, the second one, where? Now, you need to decide where you want to read the Bible. Now, why I'm saying it's very important is because I will give you some examples and then you will see, this thing is actually very, very important. You need to decide where you want to read it. A place, it could be a room, it could be your living room, it could be your dining table, wherever it is, or maybe somewhere silent. But you need to decide where you want to read the Bible. And after deciding where you want to read it, that's when the next one comes, is what you want to read. Now, I know most of the time, sometimes including myself, we plan we want to read the Bible, am I right? We know where we want to read, probably in our study room, but we do not know what to read. And most of the time, what we do is, we just flip. And then you start reading that. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's not wrong. It's not sin. You will not go to hell because of that. It's not wrong. Please don't get me wrong. But what I'm trying to say, in order to be intentional, you need to know what are you reading. Now, I'm just going to give you an example. And this example is something that I saw it in my home. An example where I saw it in my wife's life. Now, what happened was, beginning of 2019, in the end of 2018, she decided that she wants to be focused and intentional in reading the Bible. So what she did was, she downloaded this app. I do not know what it's called. I kind of forgotten about it. But the app is to guide you to read the Bible throughout the entire year. Meaning, when the year ends, you will read the entire Bible in 1 year. So she downloaded the app and she has decided what she's going to read. I mean, the app is deciding for you, which is okay. And she has a place where she will always read the Bible. I see this. Every morning she will wake up and she will go to the living room. We have a big sofa there, but she will not sit on the sofa. Instead, she will sit below the sofa. I do not know why. Don't ask me. Ask her. She will sit below the sofa there, and she will open up the Bible, and she will read. And there are times there where she will move it to the dining table, and she will read. And every single day, she did that. And by the end of 31st December 2019, she literally finished up the entire Bible. She knew what she was going to read. She have decided the place, and she was intentional in a Bible reading plan. Now, if you're asking me, if you're watching this and you're a new believer, you're asking Sebastian, but I do not know what to read, where to start. If you're a new believer, personally, I would encourage you to read the book of John. It's very interesting. It talks about the love of God. It talks about who Jesus is. And the book of John is a very good start for a new believer. Or for someone who have never read the Bible before, the book of John will really, really help you. If you're new in the ministry, you're saying, what do I read? Now, I would recommend you to read 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and the book of Titus. Very interesting book on how you can do ministry very well. Now, in order, I'm just going to stay in this subject for a while, right? On what to read now. There are many ways where you and I, different methods, different ways to actually read what you want to read now. You can, number one, you can read by books. Now, what do I mean by read by books? Basically, Genesis, Exodus, the Gospel, probably Matthew, Mark, Luke. That means you pick a book and you read it by book. You get what I'm trying to say? Now, if you're doing that, if you are someone who, you know, after this, you plan to read by book, I would recommend you to go to BibleProject.com, or if you go to YouTube, just search Bible Project. There's entire Bible is there. Different books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, everything is there. And what does it do? It gives you an overview of the book. I remember I did a few book studies, and what I will do, When I decide to do a book study, I will go to Bible Project and I will listen. It's like probably 8 to 10 minutes of video with drawings, and it's good for teenagers, it's good for adults as well. And it gives you an overview inside of the entire book that you're reading. And then I will go to the Bible and I will start reading. It gives me a clearer picture. That is reading by books. Second thing which you and I can do is called topical reading. What do I mean by that? For example, you want to do reading by topics. For example, you want to read on the subject on purity, let's say. You want to read on purity. So what do you do is very, very simple. Now we are living in the era of technologies. We are living in the era where we have fast internet connection, you know. All you can do is just go to Google and type it out, passages that talks about purity in the Bible. Scripture that talks about purity in the Bible, and you will see there's a lot of scripture that talks about purity, and you can just read one by one. Now, if you are the type that you want to know more on this topical reading, I would encourage you to download this app called the Blue Letter Bible, BLB, Blue Letter Bible. Now, why is it very useful for me? It's because this app actually gives you the meaning in Greek and in Hebrew, and also shows you how many times the word purity appears in the Bible. And without having the big concordance, just in your phone, one app, and you can find the numbers of the word and the meaning in Greek and in Hebrew. And when it translates it to English, English is going to be very, very different, right? Now, and then the next one you can do is the parable kind of study, which you can just go in the New Testament and read parables, all right? Now, that's the first one, to be intentional. To be intentional, you need to decide when you're going to do it. Second is what? You need to know where, and then you need to know what. The second point is called observation. Turn to your father, or turn to your mother, or to your children, say observation. Now, observation is one of the important methods to read the Word of God. Now, in observation, what are we going to observe? Is we're going to observe cause and effect. Write this down, cause and effect. What does cause and effect mean? Cause and effect, in a simple term, it means if I do this, this is going to take place. Get it? If I obey this command, and then this is what's going to happen, a cause and effect. In the Bible, there's a lot of cause and effect. A lot. Cause and effect is a relationship between events or things where one is a result of the other or others. This is the combination of action and reaction. Get this in mind. Action and reaction. Now, example of a cause and effect, all right, as you observe. Now, let's look at Psalm 37 verse 4. Psalm 37 verse 4, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will grant you the desires of your heart. Am I right? Psalm 37 verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will grant the desires of your heart. Now, what do you think the cause is here right now? The cause is to delight yourself in the Lord. And once you delight yourself in the Lord, what happens? He will grant the desires of your heart. A cause and an effect. Now, the next scripture is James chapter 4 verse 8. James chapter 4 verse 8 says what? Draw near to me, and I will draw myself near to you. Now, what's the cause? The cause is we as believers, we need to draw ourselves closer to God. And what's the effect? The effect is as you draw yourself closer, God is going to draw Himself closer to you. A cause and an effect. In John 14 verse 15, if you love me, Jesus said, John 14, 15, if you love me, then keep my commandment. Now, what's the cause here? To love God. Now, if you say you love God, and what's the effect is? What's the thing that you need to do? If you say you love God, you need to keep His commandment. So observe the cause and the effect. Now, we're going to go to the third one. It's the most important thing. First one, be intentional, right? Second one is what? Observation. The third one is called meditation. Turn to your neighbor and say, meditation. The third step for a simple and profound and a solid Bible study, the third method is meditation. Let's look at Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Wow, I'm sweating. So sorry. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This is what it says. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate it day and night. Wow, you shall meditate it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have a good success. Now here, God is telling to Joshua, you need to meditate this word of God day and night. Now, if this literally means day and night, means, right? We all have to quit our job, right? We all have to stay at home every single day, wake up, and every single day, every single moment, every single second, you have to meditate it day and night. But what does meditation really mean? What does meditating on the Word of God really mean? Now, meditation is not memorizing. Please get this in your mind. Meditation is not memorizing. Meditation is pondering the Word of God in our hearts. Listen to this. Meditation is pondering the Word of God in our hearts, preaching it to our soul. Now, when you meditate the Word of God, as you meditate, you're not memorizing. What you're doing is you're preaching it to your own soul. How many of you have experienced this before? When you read the Bible, you close the Bible, and then you start to preach to yourself what the word that you just read. That's what it called meditation. Another simple term for meditation, meditate, is called remember. That's what it means. Now, why do I say remember? Now, there are times where certain things happen in your life, certain challenges you face, certain problems that you face, and then suddenly the Holy Spirit will remind you of a scripture that you just read. Am I right? And that's what is called meditation. When the moment when you meditate, and the moment when you ponder upon the Word of God, and the moment where you preach to your own soul, this meditation will cause the Holy Spirit to remind you of what you have read. Now, listen this carefully. How would the Holy Spirit remind you something that you have never read before? You have to come to a point where you will read the Word of God, and whatever you have read, whatever you have meditated, then the Holy Spirit will remind you what you have read. Now, how many of you remember what you had 7 days ago? Kevin, do you remember what you had 7 days ago? And those of you watching right now on the screen, do you remember what you had 7 days ago? See, most of us, we don't remember what we had 7 days ago. But what we had 7 days ago, does it bring nourishment to our body? 7 days ago, what we had, does it cause something to our body? It does, right? That's what the Word of God, and that's what meditation on the Word of God does to you. You may not feel it, you may not see it on that time, but when the appropriate time, you will begin to see something happening. There'll be a reaction happening when you meditate the Word of God. Now, why meditation is so important? The question, why the meditation is so important? Let's look at Psalm chapter 1, verse 2 to 3. Psalm chapter 1, verse 2 to and 3. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Wow. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law, he meditates it day and night. This is the cause. And what happens next if you meditate the Word of God? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does, listen to this, whatever he does shall prosper. Now, why meditation is important is because you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. A tree that will never easily be cut off. A tree that is so strong. A tree that will never be shaken. A tree that will never be moved. That's what it means when you meditate upon the Word of God. If today you're watching this and you want to be like this tree who's planted by the rivers of water, then the thing is we need to do is to meditate upon the Word of God. Turn to your neighbor and say, meditate upon the Word of God. Now this is my last point and then we are done, all right? My last point, a simple step to study the Word of God. After being intentional, after observing, after meditating, the fourth one is something that most of us, we fail to do. Can you guess what it is? It's called application. Number four, it's called application. Now, this is something where many of us believers, we skip this part because we find it very difficult to apply the scripture. Now, if you will just read and meditate this Word of God, and if you don't apply the Word of God, how can the power of the Word of God being demonstrated in your life? The power and the Word of God can only be demonstrated in your life if you put the Word of God into application. In this MCO, as you be intentional, as you observe, as you meditate the Word of God, can we come to a place where we will meditate the Word of God as well? Meditate, yes. The next one, to apply the Word of God. Can we come to a point where we will apply the Word of God? Put into practice what you have observed and meditate. As you apply the Word of God, it provides direction in your life. The reason why we need to apply the Word of God is because as you apply the Word of God, it gives you direction in life. Psalms 119 verse 105 says, "The Word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalms 119 verse 105, "The Word of the Lord is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path." What does it mean? It means that the Word of God gives direction to you. See, right now in Antioch Hall right now, it's dark. And there's only these two lights. If I off these two lights and the behind lights, it will be very difficult for me to walk in this place because it's darkness. And that's why the Word of God says, the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet because it provides direction to you. Today, if you're sitting, you've lost your job. Today, if you're sitting here, you do not know what's understanding in your life. Today, you do not know what God is doing in your life. You feel confused. You got no direction. You got no clarity. Can I encourage you to read the Word of God? Because the Word of God will bring direction into your life. Now, most of us, as a conclusion, we run after many sermons, which is good. I'm not saying it's wrong. We run after many prophecies. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's good. All that is good. All that is biblical. Why do we do that? It's because we want to hear God speak to us. We want to have direction. And that's why we come for altar call, for prophecy and all that, because we want direction. But many of us fail to understand that this is the basic instruction of life. The Bible has everything there for you to do life. That's why it's called Bible. B-I-B-L-E. B, basic. I, instruction. B, before. L, leaving. E, earth. Basic instruction before leaving earth. That's what Bible is. If you want to have a basic instruction before leaving the earth, this is your manual for life. And many of us, we come to a point, we said, "God, I want to hear you speak. Read the Bible, lah." The Bible is the voice of God. The Bible is the authority of God. You want to hear God speak? Read the Bible. Now, I want you to understand this. There are times where I don't really hear God come to my room and say, "Sebastian, here am I. I'm going to speak to you with my audible voice." No. Most of us have never heard the audible voice of God. Why we can't hear the audible voice of God? God has already prepared His voice inside here in the Bible. So let's just take this MCO, seize this opportunity. Let's begin to grow in the Lord. Because the only way for you to grow in the Lord is to read the Word of God. As a conclusion, let me just read this for you. Without the Word of God, we will all be paralyzed and crippled. One more time, without the Word of the Lord, without the Word of God, without reading of the Bible, we will all be paralyzed and crippled. Just like newborn babes, can we desire the pure milk of the Lord?
Thank you for listening to this sermon. For more sermons like this, check out our website at calvary.com.my. We hope you have a blessed week ahead.